The Marion County Jail, Courthouse, and Sheriff's Office move out of downtown this winter to the new Community Justice Campus on the city's southeast side. Ahead of that move, WFYI's criminal justice reporter Katrina Pross toured one part of the campus that is already open, its Mental Health and Addiction Treatment Center, an alternative to jail. Pross reports on how the center is preparing for more clients.
Individuals will be taken through the door for their screenings.
Hello. That's Jennifer Cinelli, site manager of the Assessment and Intervention Center called the AIC. She shows me around the clinic upstairs to the second floor where people can stay for several days.
So a situation of somebody who would come up here would be maybe somebody experiencing active withdrawal, maybe somebody who is currently struggling with homelessness or at risk of being homeless, maybe somebody who law enforcement runs into in the wee hours of the morning, and instead of arresting them for maybe public intoxication or because they're having a mental health crisis and they don't quite meet the criteria to go to the hospital, that they would bring them here.
The clinic was the first part of Indianapolis's nearly $600 million community justice campus to open. Currently, the AIC operates at half capacity, and there's about one staff member for every 10 clients. The number of clients is expected to go up, so the AIC is hiring. But the pandemic makes that hard.
It is no shock that it is difficult to find clinicians with the national work shortage, and we're looking for fully licensed clinicians just because of their ability to assess and have that clinical judgment with regards to risk factors. So that's really important.
The AIC says it's not worried about meeting the need. The increase in clients will not happen all at once, and it expects to hire enough staff to operate at full capacity.
So we can have all of this in place and work out any bugs that need to be worked out. So when the campus does open, we are ready to go.
And she says they won't turn people away. They will find a way to connect them with resources. Indiana and Purdue University of Indianapolis criminology professor Thomas Stuckey says the AIC's model of care is a trend.
You know, the more that we can get people into that treatment, the better the public safety outcomes are going to be. It pays for itself in the long run, not only in better lives for those individuals, but it pays for itself in terms of public safety, because the more of those folks that you can make sure are, you know, consistently taking their medications or consistently in drug treatment, the less likely they are to get into situations where they either put themselves or others at risk or they're engaging in criminal behavior.
As the tour continues, Lauren Rodriguez, director of the city's Office of Public Health and Safety, describes a painting hanging on a wall that says Road to Recovery.
If you see this picture, the road is kind of windy, right? It's not straight. And so it symbolizes the fact that we understand that it might not take one time, it might take 10 times, it might take 100 times to come back, but we're always going to service you. We're always going to be here to welcome you back.
The AIC is open to anyone in the county. All services are free. Marion County jail detainees are set to move to the new jail on the campus in January. The courthouses are expected to move out of downtown Indianapolis in February. For WFYI, I'm Katrina Pross.